This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You do that by getting informed. You do that by engaging, and that's how you make a difference. Right? I mean, otherwise, you're no different than those people, if you know what I mean. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think this is hilarious right now. They're making fun of Donald Trump because of something he said to a Gold Star family. And it is a 24/7 news bump on the alphabet soup, disingenuous fake news sources. And yet, how many minutes did CNN, MSNBC, or any of those carry Joe Biden laughing at the woman's son's death yesterday? Okay? Joe Biden allowing 13 men of our servicemen to die in Afghanistan. How much did they cover on that one? How much did they cover in any of Joey B's mistakes? And I'm not going to call them missteps or anything like that. No, the guy's a buffoon. He mocked a woman who lost two kids to fentanyl poisoning. And he blames Trump. We didn't have this kind of fentanyl coming over the border during Trump. They are the party of non-responsibility. They could care less about you. And you guys keep voting them in. Sonya Schmidt, what is wrong with these people? All right, she heard nothing of what I said because I forgot to press the button. I saw you there picking your teeth.
I'm playing a game.
I saw. No, I was talking about Joey B. The other stations that give Donald Trump some real heat for saying something about a Gold Star family and not mocking the family but saying something about it that probably wasn't very nice. And but yet not a word, not a word about Joey B and the two, the mother that he was kind of mocking the other day. She lost two kids to fentanyl poisoning. And what's he do? He blames it on Donald Trump. He giggles about it and then blames it on Trump. It's like they are the party of non-responsibility. Care less what's going on with your kids or what's happening to your kids. And if something does happen to your kids, it's Trump's fault.
More than that, Joe, they're the party of death. They don't have that connection with it. I didn't see the mom, but I heard her speech, and
oh,
her heart broke.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They don't have that mechanism in their heart that breaks or has sympathy or empathy or any of that stuff that it takes to be human. Oh, doggone it, I hate to talk this way about them, but I'm just talking my truth. I'm just talking about what I've seen in them. And I don't know how that mom didn't make them have a wake-up call that they should do something. But what did they do? They came out and said, we're doing something. We're, you know, they didn't have any response to it, really. But yet they throw these personal stories in our faces all the time. They've been doing it forever. To be honest, our side has just started to do that. Donald Trump was probably the first person I've seen on our side that did it. But,
well, I hope you're right. I hope they grow a spine. I hope they open their mouths. I hope they say something instead of letting this stuff just fly by all the time.
Good luck. And remember me a few years ago? I was so naive. I was so like, Rahoo!
Oh, what was that? That was the promise to America, remember?
Exactly.
And I said it was going to be used as toilet paper.
No more. I'm probably on the other side of you now. I have no faith in our party. I just don't think we're going to... We're punks. We're wimps. I just don't know.
We're burning off time. Is that what we're doing?
Well, we're getting paid. We just talked about power and money on the left.
Yep.
Trust me, we're getting our palms pretty greased.
Yep.
And the people are being left behind. That whole story in Ohio is just still resonating with me, and because I'm studying real estate now, I have an inkling about what's getting ready to happen to that town, what the purpose of. I always think that things are purposeful, especially when it comes to the left. So I think I know what's getting ready to happen to that town, and it'll take years, but those are the forgotten people, and not only because they're white, but because they're
Trump supporters
that are on the red.
Yep.
They're red. So they're wasted people. They're, again, we're talking about the party of death. They don't care.
Well, don't you find it was interesting? They weren't going. They weren't going. Nobody from the Biden administration was going to go there. They didn't see a need to, right? And then Trump says he's going, and what happens?
Oh, we're going to go.
Buttercheek shows up in 3 to 5 days. Joe Biden now is talking about going, and it's like, wow, is that what it takes?
Right. They're not going to stay long.
Yeah.
And again, they will, what do they say? You got to break some eggs to make an omelet. I don't know what that saying is.
Yeah.
But they don't mind losing a few of theirs to gain power and control. So trust me, there's a long range plan. What do they call it? The long march through the institutions. Well, the institutions also have to do with these areas, these parties, these people, they have no...
We're going to go for a quick break. We'll come back. Talk about an Arizona school board member. God bless. Who's wearing cat ears at the meeting. Yeah, there's a lot more to this. Be back in a few minutes. I'll go fine.
What?
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I is back. Who is back? Yes. You know, during the breaks, right? Either we're talking to each other or reading. And, you guys, you send me stuff. It's kind of like, do me a favor, will you? Bullet point it. So I don't have to read the whole thing to find out what it says, what it's about, that kind of stuff. Anyway, 855-GROW-0, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt joins me every week. Kind of go through some of the crazy stuff that's going on, work through it. Try to make some sense out of it. You're not helping, though. None of it makes any sense still. We have an Arizona school board member. I mean, I can see a kid doing this. Arizona school board member wearing cat ears during a meeting said that she'd opposed having a contract with a Christian university because they're crazy people. over their religious biblical beliefs that they espouse. It's the Washington Elementary School District, which serves students in the Phoenix and Glendale areas. They had an ongoing contract with Arizona Christian University for 5 years. enabling their student teachers to be placed at its schools. It was a great field experience, right? Well, we can't do that anymore. Because the Christian school does not support the LGBTQ plus ABCDEFG community. What do you think? Okay? Not okay? A little discriminatory, maybe? You're not hearing me. Didn't hear a word I said, did you? I could tell. Can you hear me now? Could you hear me then? How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes. What are you doing over there?
I'm no good at pushing buttons. What do you want from me?
You know what? What I realized this time is because it's your fault.
Oh.
I didn't, wow. Like, there's so many things I could be doing, and I could be on camera. I'm like, don't pick your nose. Don't sneeze.
Don't pick your teeth.
I'm pretty sure I got broccoli up and through
people
there.
People get mad at me for eating during this show, but whatever.
That's hilarious. No,
you don't want to see the big guy fall over while I'm starving over here.
No, I don't think so. But no,
I was talking about the Arizona school board member who, with her cat ears on.
Oh, yeah, the tiger.
That she would oppose any contract. I mean, how do you take somebody serious like that?
Can you update? So the story is, from what my understanding is she applied for a job. She got the job, and then she shows up and she goes, I want to be referred to as, you know, She-Ra of the jungle, basically. And I'm not sure what happened. Was her boss able to fire her, or do they have to comply?
Well, she is a bilingual, disabled, neurodivergent, queer, black, Latina. So I guess she hit all the buttons there, did she?
I was going to say, did she leave anything out? But obviously she was capable. She was okay for the job. Otherwise they wouldn't have hired.
She's a trustee. She's a school board trustee member, this one.
She's a school board person.
So she got elected to this position.
But I'm probably asking you.
You're mixing this up with another one, but it's okay. There's enough craziness out there to go around.
Okay, good.
There's enough crazy. So she, now, as she's sitting there in her cat outfit,
mm-hmm.
Okay, telling you that she is bilingual, disabled, neurodivergent, queer, black, Latina, who loves a good hot wing nowadays with ranch sauce?
And who don't?
Right. And
what's neurodivergent? What is? I'm sorry.
I have no. You know what?
I'm asking.
It's in the brain. What can I tell you? You know. But basically, she's upset that they have a contract with a Christian university. She said it was disheartening because, you know, they don't accept people like her. I thought, well, I got news for you. I know atheists that wouldn't accept somebody like you. Seriously, it's not a religious thing at all.
No, she needs a little help.
Yeah.
But I was telling you about a woman who was interviewed on my pastor's podcast this week. And she's kind of just normal. I'm sorry she doesn't have all those titles. She's just a woman who is married and has children and loves God and puts God first and became a school teacher at the school where she graduated high school. And so she doesn't push religion. She just, like, when the kids, she's an athlete, so when her kids, she teaches gym, and when her kids run and they're allowed to have headphones, she has her music playing very low, not to be pushy, but she has Christian music, and some of the children really resonate with it. They go, I love that song, right? You know, thank you for playing it. And then in addition to that, she has her own personal business, and it's advertised on, or she does little spots on Instagram. And some of the students from the school that she works at saw the Instagram, and they went demonic on her. And so now she's being faced with being fired or comply. And compliance means don't ever talk about Christ again. You know, because some kids do come to her and go, wow, this is a safe place. Can I talk about Christ? And she does minister, and she can't listen to her music. She can't, you know, she can't have her Bible on her desk. She can't do any of those things.
No, you see that, you know, here we go. Somebody just, so one of the brain surgeons, I mean that in a positive way, in our chat room said, neurodivergent describes people whose brain differences affect how their brains work.
But a lot of us do, sir.
Do what?
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for that. No. Thank you for that. And listen, let me just tell you something. I've had some very close people to me in my life, and I've had therapists who've said to me, what if I told you that, and I love neuroscience, so what if I told you that their brain, they could not operate any other way? And my feeling is, well, I get a choice. If I want to have that person in my close circle, if I want to deal with them in my life to this degree. And the second thing is they have a responsibility. If they know that, if they're that self-aware, they need to get the appropriate help.
Yep.
I'm not going to run around and go, oh, gee, I'm sorry. I got a mental illness, so y'all got to deal with this. You know?
Well, her concern, now check this out, right? She says she's okay with people, you know, practicing their religious beliefs, and they should be allowed to do their religious beliefs, and blah, 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 blah. She goes through all this diatribe. She said, but my concern, brief this one, is when I go to the Arizona Christian University website, they say they're committed to Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what a
Christian
university
would
say.
All right,
be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Messina, your host.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Following Alex Murdaugh's sentencing to life in prison for the murder of his wife and youngest son, area law enforcement representatives say justice in the case was served. Chief of the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, Mark Keel, issued a warning.
This case serves notice to anyone who aided or assisted Alex Murdaugh in committing any crime that justice will be sought.
The once wealthy, high-profile lawyer is already planning an appeal case for his lawyers, who made an announcement earlier Friday. President Biden had cancerous tissue removed from his body in February. That's according to the White House physician. The president had a skin lesion removed from his chest at Walter Reed Medical, and it was sent in for a biopsy, which confirmed it was basal cell carcinoma. A White House release affirms all cancerous tissue was successfully removed. It also notes the site of the biopsy has healed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, what do you think about the new Hershey commercial? Huh? I mean, Sonia, have you seen this one? Have you heard this one?
No. No. Don't tell me I can't have Hershey chocolate. That must be a black thing
what?
That they're doing. A black thing. Hershey's is chocolate. Uh-huh.
Well... I'm talking about real chocolate, not the derogatory term. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So they put a trans woman on a candy bar, the candy bar wrapper, for International Women's Day. And I'm saying to myself, how does that work? A biological male is up on International Women's Day. I mean, I'm confused. I drank a lot as a teenager. I probably did a little bit too much dope at times, too, but this is out of control. Let me see if I can get this thing to play, because I think this would be hilarious. You got to hear this thing. Come on. You can do it. I know you can. There it is. All right. You ready? Oh, of course not. Never works the first time. Never. I can never get this stupid thing.
My name is Faye Johnstone. I'm the executive director of Wisdom to Action. We can create a world where everyone is able to live in public space as their honest and authentic selves. See the woman changing how we see the future at Hershey's Canada.
Yeah. So... why would you not have? I've never understood this. If you're going to have a international, now if it was an International Trans Woman Day, I guess this would be okay,
right?
But if it's International Woman's Day, and you know, the left always confuses me because they don't want gender. Gender is a social construct, so there is no male or female, but yet they celebrate International Woman's Day with a biological male.
Oh, my gosh.
How much do I need to drink to get that straight?
You know what? You just put into place a simple solution. Call it National Transgender Day, and at least I understand what you're trying to do. But to debase me, to lower my standards of being a woman, to take me off the plate completely... by having a dude represent me as a woman with a womb who has children and whose name ain't Dashawn. It's just insulting and awful, and I will... Well, first of all, let me just tell you something. I don't buy Hershey's chocolate because that ain't good chocolate. I lived in Switzerland for over a year and a half.
Yeah.
I know what good chocolate is. So it's not like I'm about to buy Hershey's anyhow, but I certainly won't now.
No, this will push you even further away. I get it. And as well as she, well, see, I don't understand. Women fought for rights for so long. Voters' rights. They fought for rights, you know, to be respected in the workplace, whole nine yards. And then these people walk in, and you have to immediately give them kudos. I mean, you have to immediately give them credit.
You give them you hand them over your place as women. They can now call themselves birthing people. They can now chest feed. They can now play in sports that women have worked. So I remember when I was in high school and like the chick athletes were kind of like, they kind of butch. And and then they like rose up to creating this whole industry of women's sports that we now, maybe not on the same degree, obviously not on the same degree, that's on men's sports, but that's okay. We can get scholarships now. We can move ourselves forward based on our ability and our hard work. And what happened, thank you to the left, is they let dudes come in and take that from us. Everything that we're a part of, everything that makes us women, they took it from us.
Yeah. I agree with you. But we allowed it to happen. We should have stuck up.
I don't think we saw this coming.
We allowed it to happen.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that I think we should have seen coming.
Wait a minute. Let's clarify that. Did we not see it coming, or did we look at it and go, that's not going to happen?
I think there were a lot of things that we went, that's not going to happen. But I don't think that we thought that men were going to be birthers and chest feeding. And guys with makeup and beards were going to be called women. I don't think we saw that coming.
No, you couldn't. I don't care what you did. You couldn't have saw that coming.
Right? That was bad. Seriously. That was bad. And it's so anti-God. It's so anti-normal. It's so, you don't even have to believe in God to know this ain't normal. There's a sickness going on here.
Yep.
You know, if I walk through an insane asylum, if I walk through a hospital where people were having mental difficulties, I don't have to be God-oriented to know, ooh, wow, you know, this person's got... I don't have to walk down the streets of L.A. And I was in a little bit of L.A. I didn't go into L.A. proper today, but I was like in... Van Nuys today and saw enough that told me there's something wrong here. And what we as a country are doing right now is we're not going, there's something wrong here, and we need to protect righteousness. We need to help our country get on the right footing again so we can help all. It's sad to me when I see people sleeping in tents on the street. It's not like, we gotta go. We gotta beautify our... That's not the issue. The issue is there's a lot of people hurting on both sides, and we need to not politicize it and make it better.
No, you're right. But you know what? Again, this is still... Nobody wants to hear it. It's Democrat versus Republican, and in most cases, it's evil versus good. And I'm not saying the Republican is good because they're a Republican, but when you're allowing people to sleep, not just to sleep in the streets, they're in tents, right? In San Francisco, you see what's going on. In L.A., you see what's going on. They're crapping in the streets. They're shooting up illegal drugs while the police look the other way because they've been told to look the other way.
They have to.
Yeah, right. How is this helping them? This isn't helping them at all.
No,
this
but they don't.
Making
but again,
them more human.
I go back to what
or
I originally
humane.
Said.
Excuse me.
I go back to what I was saying originally is that this has turned into the party of lack of compassion and death. So there's something missing. There's something missing that's not allowing them to really care about people. Right. When they think that their care about people is allowing them to sleep on the streets and, oh, we'll give them clean needles and, you know, we will allow children to be mutilated. I don't want to put them on a different level than I put the people sleeping on the street. They're on a level that needs help too. That party needs help. And I know you laughed at me a few weeks ago when I said these children who are trying to find their identities and they're doing it through this massive onslaught of believing that they are a different gender and all that. And I said, on one level, these kids need a hug. We can deal with the other stuff too. But I think that compassion is a good thing.
I think there's a big difference between compassion and kind of encouraging. Okay.
Exactly.
And I think that's the problem. When you look at what they're doing with the transgender kids, it's not compassion.
No.
To affirm them. It's not compassion to help them move in that direction.
But step one, I agree with you. I don't want to say we need to have more tough love, but I think step one is to see, hear, and love them. And then once we establish that, and I don't know how you do any of that, is to move them towards what you're saying is, and what we're both saying is that what we're allowing them to do is to buy into their mental illness. To change their body image
you're starting to see places like John Hopkins, you know, break through and go, okay, we've had enough of this, okay?
Yeah.
We're not going to allow this anymore. It's wrong. It's hurting these kids.
We'll be back
in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. Really, seriously, that's how we get stuff done. I want you to, you know, again, pay attention. Take notes if you have to, but get involved. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And Sonia, you know, last night Zoe was on with me, Alfonso Rachel, and I was talking to him about the story that I was doing on the black community, and we were talking about racism and who actually reignited, because, you know, he loves to talk about systemic racism and how the Democrats have kept systemic racism alive for decades.
Absolutely.
And I said, really funny, because doing some of the research for the black, doing the story I was going to do about the black community, I ran across a couple of these surveys that they did. And Time and CNN did one back almost in 2000, and they polled, 1,800 blacks total. And they found some amazing things at the time. That basically the majority of black teenagers said that race did not play an important part in their daily lives. It was not an issue for them. And it did affect their day-to-day walk, if you would.
Right.
What I thought was interesting, though, when you go in further, it's they're very boring stories usually. So you kind of go, you dig a little deeper, and you find out just a little over 30% of them said, however, they do experience racist incidents almost on a daily basis. Some kind of incident that they would consider racism. Mm. But what I took away from that to a degree is that racism doesn't play a part. They don't allow it to slow them down. They don't allow it to deter them from doing things. You know what I'm saying?
It's very interesting.
Well, they did it again just after 2000.
Uh-huh.
And 9 out of every 10 black teenagers that was polled said that racism has very little impact on your day-to-day lives. Now, let's just go a little further with this, because this is the one you'll really like. Because, you know, us white folks always feel bad for the black folks.
And so, you should.
Another poll that was done later on, in the survey, it said 93% of black teens, black, you know, residents in these areas, did not see racism as a day-to-day problem. However, 77% of the white people that were polled said that blacks experience terrible racism on a day-to-day basis. I'm like, sweet Jesus, how did this happen? Help me out here.
Okay, easy peasy, George and Wheezy.
Oh, God.
You're so going to get in trouble for having me on.
I don't. You know what? I love it. I don't care. Because you and Zoe, I remember it was you and Zoe, my token blacks, and Zanda used to be my token gay person.
That's right. That's
I'm like,
right.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I think one of the lovely things about people like Candace Owens and Ossifer Tatum, is what me and my grandson call them, is that they brought into the limelight that now racism on a daily basis is not our biggest problem. So you're saying, so tell me again what your bottom line was in that survey.
Bottom line was that though many people in the black community, especially teens,
right,
feel like racism is not
a problem,
does not affect them on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. However, even with 30% of them saying they do experience, you know, moments of racism, don't let it stop them.
Right. So that's a good thing, that they don't let it stop them.
I think so, too.
Right. But here's the thing that I found interesting. I saw a woman, doggone it, I can't think of her name. She's a woman from South Africa, and she's from Africa. She's a black woman, and young black woman, and so she was raised in an area where there was truly apartheid, okay? And she was around Desmond Tutu and, you know, several black leaders. And then, so she believed in the strength of who you are. Then she came, this is an interesting story, but hang in there with me. Then she came to America and went to college. And that's when she learned wokeism. And she started getting angry. She started perceiving everything as racism. Okay, the way somebody looked at her, if they didn't open a door, if they didn't address her a certain way.
Wow.
And it was, yeah. So, and I can totally understand this. And she was, it was seeping into her soul. She said, and I love this statement, she said, there was an opening in my heart, and what was filling it in was darkness because of the wokeness of her college experience.
Wow.
And she said she couldn't let it go. At night, she would be obsessed with things that people she didn't even know did to her that she perceived as racist. And then when it became too much for her to handle spiritually, emotionally, in all other ways, she said, God, because she was a Christian before she came here, too, in the colleges. She says, God, please help me, show me what I can do to alleviate this pain, this darkness that I'm going through. And she said, he brought her back to what Desmond Tutu said, who had truly gone through racism. He was jailed. He was, I mean, there's countless numbers of things that you cannot mistake as being racist. And what was his ultimate message? Forgive. Oh. So she took time to write down all the things that she thought were slights against her, racist slights against her, whether they were real or whether they were perceived. And it took her a while, but she finally gave forgiveness to all of those because her heart depended on it. Her soul depended on it. Her daily living depended on it. And she gave it away to God. And she gave it away in forgiveness. And she said the light came back in. So I think that that's an amazing message. And I think that that's one message that we forget to do. Especially with black people, it's like we're so interested, and that's what CRT does. We're so interested in putting blame and putting victimhood on ourselves that it puts a darkness in our hearts. And we have to open up our hearts and let the light in for our own good. It's like when you're not apologizing to people for them to get their response. You apologize to people for yourselves. It's the same sort of message. You gotta let it go. You just gotta let it go. And CRT and the left is intent on us holding on to the past, hatred, racism, slavery, unforgiveness. And we can't live like that. We can't live like that as people.
No. But they're allowing things to happen. Look, I don't know if you heard about this, but I think it was, back in February. February, the week of the 9th. And there was a school, Kenwood Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody just released the surveillance footage of this. Now, you didn't hear about this in CNN, MSNBC, ABC, the
EFT. No, I haven't heard of it.
You didn't hear this anywhere. But a large group of black students forced a lot of white students, young white students, to pledge allegiance to BLM and kiss their boots. Right? Now, do I think for a second that all black people like this? Of course I don't. You know my heart. But this is still one of those incidents where you had a bunch of jerks who happened to be black. What they were doing, I don't know. I don't really care at this point in time. But isn't it interesting? Nothing. Crickets. You heard nothing about this.
Because they think that they're owed that. Joe, listen. If I could get a bunch of white folks to, and I'm not saying kiss my boots literally, but come clean my house, take care of, if they feel guilty enough to do some stupid stuff like that, I'm just saying that I am not opposed to reparations.
Yeah. If you feel guilty about your skin color, and you happen to be like somebody who cleans homes, I'll give you somebody's number later on. She's probably more than happy to help you with that guilt feeling you got.
Please. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, if you're stupid enough to go down that road, not you, but you know,
I got some work for you.
Yeah, you deserve to get what happened. But I just, we were, you know, the more when I was looking up articles for that piece and what have you, we were in such a, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but we were in a better place with race relations in the 90s and the early 2000s, and then 2012 came and it all blew up.
I tried to explain that there was a saying when I was young, and I'm 100 years old, but there was a saying called being a credit to your race, which is by the left.
Ooh,
and turned into...
That
got turned into...
Go finish your broccoli. I know I've been holding you up for 2 hours. Tony Schmidt, always a pleasure to have you with me. There you go. All right. Joe Messina, I'll be with you in the next hour. Good luck to you, because I got a lot to drill down.
I didn't know.